and welcome to Marooned at MacBite's headquarters. A day
206.
I can't believe it's almost a week since the big 200 day. Anyway, good grief, look at all this chat. There's some cheating going on, isn't there, Mike? Which is why poor Tracy couldn't get in. Right. Hello, Kim. Hope Lola's doing better. She is. She drank last night before bed, didn't she?
She did.
She did rather well with that last night. We were just about to give up hope. We tried everything, even lacing it with sweet-tasting things. But no, she was having none of it. But she did eat drink before bed. She was only up once in the night, which was good, wasn't it? She's not back to her normal self, not by a long way, but she is improved. She's trotted twice.
Yeah, twice.
And ripped the new ball to shreds, playing with it. So she's had a jolly good time, a jolly good time. So yes, yeah, she's better than she was, but she's still in need of some TLC. Right. Can't hear the video. Are you dealing with the audio?
I'm trying to deal with the audience.
Excellent, excellent. So hello, Simon. Hello, Jonathan. Hello, Tracy, who's finally just got in. They're cheating, Tracy. Do you know how they're cheating? Because we've now got wise to it, haven't we, Mike? See, Tracy's doing the logical thing. Everybody else, not quite the logical thing. We'll reveal all when Mike sorts himself out. Right. Just like yesterday, number two. Right. So where are we up to? Hello, Tracy.
Tracy's not impressed with that.
No, they're cheating. They're cheating. They should have points deducted for that. Can we vote for a new umpire so I can win some points? Oh dear, oh dear. Right, let me catch up. Yes, you got straight in. I know. But there's no audio. So Kim's there, but she's only in the chat because there's no audio. But we're live 24. Well, there is audio 24/7, so that shouldn't be a problem. Mike's trying it out on his laptop anyway. In the meanwhile, hello Deb CQCQ, and hello Paul. How is it down under? Is it getting warmer? Because it's pitch black here and freezing. So I'm assuming it's getting much nicer where you are. Cheating. Yes, they're cheating, Tracy. Now, how could they cheat? The only way to get in to the chat, if we haven't opened the chat, is to have left it open from the night before. Da, da, da! They're cheating. You see, I think I should declare Tracy the winner for observing the rules. We close the chat, because if we don't close the chat, people get uppity, saying, are you live or are you not live? Because if the chat's there, I assume you're live, which is true. So we close the chat. But if you don't close the window, then the chat sits there. It may say deleted in it, meaning Mike's cleared the chat out from the day before, but you can actually type into it. We can't stop that. No. So there's some cheating going on. Right. Kim can hear it with that link. But is everybody else hearing it on the play page? There's weirdness happening with there poor is. Kim. It's been going weird for days, hasn't it? Who's leaving it open from the night before? Johnny. Oh. Cheating what I can't in at 10 till when I started cooking dinner. Well, if we've closed the chat and you go to the page, then you cannot access the chat. But if you have it open in a window from whenever, then you would be able to see it. And it still works because all we're doing is closing it on the page. If it was on another page or you could get straight to it, then you could chat. So Tracy, extra point for observing the rules. Everybody else, naughty, naughty. But we'll see how that how that happens now. Now you all know the dirty hack. You'll just be talking 24/7. There you go. Deb can hear it fine. So you're still troubleshooting. Excellent. It's working in Safari. That's always good to know. I must admit, you know, after I updated, the one thing I didn't check out was Safari. Mind you, had a bit of a night of updates.
Safari.
No, there was something to do with... Is it... No, it's the next version, isn't it, Paul? Where it's supporting Chrome extensions because nobody bothers writing a Safari one. It looks pretty samey to me. I did put the speed dial thing in there, though. So that kind of makes it look like every other browser now. So I'm quite comfortable and happy about it. I've steered away today from the news. But now it's in front of me. Going from bad to worse, and Boris has totally lost the plot. There you go. That saves you listening. That saves you listening to about an hour and a half of news on the BBC. Scotland is shutting the pubs. That won't go down well. They've already cancelled their exams next year in Scotland. Wow. And Boris is still saying everything's fine. It's fine. But they are setting up special long COVID clinics to offer support for people with long-term health problems after COVID or are still suffering from
Kim COVID. Says she was observing the rules and typed in matbites.fm to get to the page. Had the page closed down, so Tracy is not in fact the winner. I am.
You can't be your own umpire. Just saying. Lives to regret giving Jonathan that point. Well, I don't know then. That's sounding like it's a cash.
I was just going to say. Otherwise, we've been hacked. Kim's got a secret backdoor entry.
Steady on. Oh, Petey. Oh, yes. 6 minutes in and it's chaos. I think Simon should be the official journaler of Marooned. I used to do that on a group I was in. Oh, must have been 15, 16 years ago. And there was a lot of chat in the evenings. And then the next day, people were catching up who couldn't stay up as late as the chat went on. And it was called the Soggy Diaries. Do you remember the Soggy Diaries?
I remember the Soggy Diaries.
Don't ask. But it was fantastic for everybody catching up. So I'm nominating Simon for that role. Tracy isn't bothered. She just couldn't understand it.
Yeah. We're bothered, though.
Yeah, that shouldn't be happening. I can only assume it's cashed for Kim. And Kim says she's got a very long memory. So do I, Kim. I'm going to forget that point in a hurry. Oh. Simon can't do it because he's working on his MacBytes murder boredom board game. Which there could be tonight, Simon. Keep an eye on it.
Cluedo.
No, or haven't got a Cluedo. There you go.
Yeah, that's me. I haven't got a clue why Kim's thing's not working.
It's got to be cached at some point between us and Kim.
Yeah.
So it could be an ISP issue, DNS issue, something like that, because that would explain why the audio is not playing.
Yeah.
Oh, not good. Not good. Will it be ready for Christmas? We could still be here, Jonathan, sorting out the Christmas issue. With all that's gone wrong. Oh, my word. Oh, what a day.
We're going to have to order the Christmas Radio Times, aren't we? Get it delivered.
I'm really not bothered. I am really, really not bothered.
No, they'll sell it
to us. I've got issues with my photos. I wouldn't have issues with my photos if my phone had more storage, but it doesn't. I know it's got plenty, but I've got plenty of photos and video on there and I need to deal with them. So I was looking at it, trying to solve a problem, a totally unrelated problem.
I'm glad you clarified that, Simon.
What?
You know, on worldwide radio and all that.
I totally agree with Tracy. Jonathan's unbeatable with his vicar outfit. Absolutely. You're not going to murder anybody. Well, it's early yet, Simon. So, you know, steady on. An analogue corkboard based data management, photos and strings. That'll work. I'm loving that. Yes, I needed to deal with these photos. So I'm looking through these photos and I find some from quite a way ago. Does anybody else struggle with air photos or is it just me?
Air photos?
Hmm?
Air photos.
Their photos. Are you deaf?
Yes. Yeah, I do.
I'd love them to be all organised, but I take far too many. And it's not just photos of events. If it's photos of events, it'd be relatively straightforward. Create an album for the event. But I take a lot of screenshots and what I call utility photos, where I'm taking a photograph of every seat or something. And then I've got to sort them all out. Which is fine, as long as you're not sorting out 6 years in hindsight. Ouch. Which I am. Does Which anyone, is what caused the chaos.
Talking of struggling.
What have you done?
Does anybody who's got an iPhone or an iPad without a physical home button struggle when they go back to an iPhone or iPad with a physical home button?
Yes.
Yes.
I start flicking things the wrong way.
Yes, me too.
It didn't actually take me that long to get used to not having a home button.
No,
it
didn't.
I thought it was going to take me a lot longer, but it didn't. But now when I go to one that does have one, I'm all over the place. And particularly taking screenshots.
So am I. I mean, my work iPad has got a home button. This iPhone, what number is it? Six? Seven?
Seven.
The seven's got one. And yeah, I'm struggling.
I like the seven. Seven was my favourite phone. Not that I don't like the phone I've got now. But yes, it was a bit tricky overnight. It was.
We need some surveillance footage from Mike. He needs to go on Amazon and buy surveillance glasses or a secret Thai camera. Is this to film you murdering, pushing Johnny in the canal?
Oh, that's the point, isn't it? The Manchester pusher. There you go. Jonathan, you need to stay away from that as well. Jonathan's in a very precarious place, actually, isn't he?
He is.
Stuck between the canal on one side with the Manchester pusher and the COVID clinic on the other. Notice as a COVID clinic, we left the other thing behind. I have, however, been indulging myself in panda videos. Just because I can.
Oh, God, talking of panda videos. Somebody posted on Workplace some photos of the office because they'd been back in. And up in the corner was a security camera.
Was it there before?
I don't know. Anyway, it was white oval shaped with two round black lenses.
Scary.
And somebody had put two little black ears on, so it looked like a panda. And somebody commented, said, love the panda cam.
Oh, it's not as good as the real panda cam, though, is it? Panda cam is the best. The absolute best.
I will try and find
that
it.
That wasn't us, Tracy. As far as I know, we did not cut out. Right, you want surveillance footage of the motorbike revving boy and the lady who throws the dog food. Don't forget car washing, man. Isn't there a canal around almost every corner in Manchester? There is. We are over-endowed with canals, and that was what they said was the problem. But that doesn't account for the fact that every one of these people who has died by being pushed in the canal or falling in the canal has been within a certain age range, a certain victimology, put it like that. None of them have been ladies, not a single one. And given that if it was because somebody was drunk, then the ladies were wearing high heels as well as being drunk. But not a one has been a lady. And we have the same mileage of canals as Birmingham, although Birmingham's a bit bigger. So yes, Manchester does have lots and lots of canals. Right. Ah, OK. Kim's asking how Lola was. We've done all that, but we'll do it again because now you've got sound. I'm hoping you've got sound. Yeah, she's improved. She's not back to her usual self yet, but she's improved. She had a lot to drink before bed, thankfully, because we did try for hours. Anyway, of her own volition, she decided to drink some. Today she has eaten, hasn't she? And she's drunk.
She has.
She's drunk quite a lot as well. And she enjoyed going out for a walk. Then, when she came back, she was yipping on with herself and playing in the garden. So I think within herself, she feels okay. But it's probably going to take another couple of days for her tummy to settle down totally. So that's where we are at the moment with the lovely Lola. So she's resting at the moment. She'll be the death of us, frightening us to death, honestly. But what can you do?
Right, if you go and have a look...
Is this me?
Anybody. at the link. She won't thank you for discussing her stools.
Not yet, no. It's still... Well, it's better than it was, yeah. But it's not 100%, not by a long way. She's not overly keen on rice, Tracy. Sammy's are so awkward food-wise. But she's not had it, certainly not had any treats. So she's on plain chicken and she's loving that, thinking it's Christmas. So, and we've got some yoghurt on the way. So hopefully that will sort it out. But I think when she's not playing, she kind of needs some sleep, needs to rest. But she is drinking and she is eating. So she went through a weird phase, didn't she, about 6 weeks ago? Of just not fancying anything to eat apart from chicken. So the food would just languish there with her looking at you. And her eyes were saying, chicken, chicken. And once she got the chicken, she was fine. So she wanted chicken and treats, and that was it. Then all of a sudden, okay, dog food's fine again. So very, very weird. What I will say is our weather has changed drastically, hasn't it? Right. It's gone from her being far too hot in her fur to the fact that her coat has blown. She looks like she's been on the best diet on the planet, doesn't she? She's so scrawny with no fur. So that, I would say she's maybe got another week of that to go. So with the weather changing suddenly and her fur as well, she's probably all confused. So she needs some rest, but she's resting right now, so that's good.
So have you seen that link I posted?
I've got the link. I just need to open it somewhere. Right, let me have a look. Do you know, it's very difficult to pick up a link in there. And Firefox is still crashing.
Oh.
Which is driving me insane. Oh, it does.
Yeah.
Oh, that is so cute. Oh, I love the way that, you know how she's taken it? And you can see her on the monitor.
Yeah.
That is so cute. Oh, yes, I'm going to need one of those. Got all those wires as well. Mmm. Is this a proper room, or is it one of the toilet rooms, as
no,
I say?
No, it's a proper room. It's in the States.
Oh, they would have proper rooms.
Yeah, and proper cute panda cams.
Yeah. Well, have you got cameras?
Probably.
It's interesting, actually, isn't it, when you think about it, with the cameras? Because particularly at the moment, keeping an eye on the people who are in there, making sure they're wearing masks and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, our figures are going crazy. And Manchester's the worst place in the country now. Typical. Hence, not going out. If I never go out again, I think it's going to be too soon. People are just... I don't get it. I really don't get it. Thinking that having a holiday is so important and stuff like that. Oh, tell them about that picture your mate sent. The one who's gone to visit the Pope.
Oh, yeah. A couple that we know. And they're not youngsters.
Old enough to have more sense, is what you mean.
Yeah. Well, she's had it on a bucket list to go and try and get a papal audience. So they've been to the Vatican City. They managed to get an audience with the Pope. And he's in there with his Man United face mask.
Do you think the Pope follows United?
I don't know.
That wasn't the bit that got me.
Which was the bit that got you?
Well, he's got this United face mask on and she's got her face mask on.
Oh, and Popey hasn't got a face mask
on. And Popey hasn't got a face mask on. So he's doing a walkabout in the crowd and he's probably about 2-3 metres from them. They've turned their back to him and they've taken a selfie of themselves. And there's the Pope in the background. So Mike's busy saying, look, he's got his United mask on. And I'm looking and I'm saying, the Pope hasn't got a mask on at all. That's a shocking example, isn't it? I mean, he might think he's immune. Maybe he's got a deal with the man upstairs. But that's bad. I really do think. Show some leadership. Talking of which, how's the Don doing? I know he went back home again, but I couldn't work out. Does he still have it or not? Is he all cured? Or is the... Because his breathing looked a bit rough. But that could just be me. What do I know? I'm wondering with this what anybody knows. It's all just complete chaos. Did I say I was on Firefox 81? Let me have a look. Where's my Firefox? Where's Firefox gone? It said it was the latest version. So let's have a look.
See you, Johnny.
Good night, Jonathan.
England are playing Wales tomorrow. And three Chelsea players are going to miss the game because they broke COVID rules. Now, that comes on top of the United and City lads that got sent home from Iceland. But they were, according to this, they were among a group of more than six people at a surprise 23rd birthday party for one of the players.
I give up. I mean, they know they're not going to get away with it.
They know they shouldn't be having a party of more than six people.
Well, they're either dim-witted or they just don't care.
Or they can't count.
I am on 81.0.1 and it says Firefox is up to date, which is exactly what it said yesterday. It's been a little bit calmer today, but it just doesn't... You know when it's crashed that many times that you think if I touch something it's going to crash? I'm at that point. Did I just call him Popey? I did. Popey. Nothing wrong with that. And our priest has got a little model of the Pope sat on his desk with a bobbly head. It's a bobbly-headed Pope. You can flick the head and it swings from side to side on this spring for hours. Oh, yeah, I know it's naughty. We shouldn't.
Where do we hear that word Popey? Wasn't it Vicar of Dibley?
I don't know.
Didn't she call him Popey?
No idea, because she was C of E. So technically nothing to do with a Pope. But
when
we'll
you Google Popey, you get a Popeye.
I just think it's really bad. You know, she'll be setting an example. And he's as bad as Trump for not wearing a mask. So Trump won't be out of the woods until next week. His breathing didn't look good. But then I do understand it, that it's all for the optics. But, you know, if you're not really well enough, then stay in hospital and get well instead of running around. I mean, what was on our news was obviously exactly what you saw when the helicopter landed and then, you know, the thing comes down and he walks off as though he's just won the lottery or something. But the commentary in the UK was hysterical. They were saying that he was a reality TV star and that this arrival back home had all been orchestrated and it was timed so it went out live on the news. But actually, you know, he wasn't that well. And they'd got this footage of him and he looked like he was struggling to breathe. They were also saying that he very deliberately, at the point that the cameras were on him on the... Is it the bit overlooking the Rose Garden? Where all the flags were anyway that he was wrapping himself in. He very slowly and deliberately took the mask off as though, you know, right, I'm back. And then gave his I'm God Almighty speech. I don't know what your commentary was, but that was what we got. Yes, we have a Pope bobblehead. Yeah, I think I've got a picture of it somewhere. It's ever so cute. They've got a hospital room in the White House. So he could... Well, that begs the question why he actually left then. What would they have at Walter Reed that they didn't have at the White House? Because surely they could have brought a ventilator in if they needed one. Or was it a photo op or something? I don't... There was something I heard once about... Was it Roosevelt? Wasn't there a president who was in a wheelchair and that the majority of people did not know? And he was never photographed in it or something. Same with JFK, that he had a back brace and he was never seen in that either. That it's deemed to be like something wrong physically equates something wrong that he wouldn't qualify to be president, basically. Because that seems quite wrong to me, but each to their own. I can understand it back in the day, but now you like to think people were more educated, but obviously from experience, they're not.
Kim likes the bobblehead, the Pope bobblehead.
Yes. I need to get the picture. In fact, I've just been looking at a picture. I took a picture of you. I think it was the autumn of 2018 when we're doing the count. I wonder if Popey bobblehead was on the desk
then.
There
you go, Pope bobblehead, if you just Google it.
Oh, there you go then. You can see it. It's a thing. I don't know who bought it him or whether he bought it himself. Pope bobblehead. Let me see if it's exactly the same one. It looks like the second one. No, hang on. Is that the right Pope? No, it's not that one. The head really bobbles. We're talking a really bobbly headed Pope. It's ever so cute. There's also a dental clinic. Good grief. It's all BS for Paul. You don't know what the truth is, really, do you? It's just crazy stuff. Oh, there you go. There is a bobbly head thing for the Pope there. I think it's like that one, but you can't see the head bobbling, so it's no good if you can't see the head bobbling. No. We actually need a video of the bobblehead Pope. Have you seen that one there, Mike, of Pope Benedict? He's the spit image of Dick Emery.
He is.
You remember that comedian we talked about last week, the old British comedian, this bobblehead of Pope Benedict, and it's sold out as well, good grief, is the image of him. Do we have a favourite Pope? Probably.
There you go, there's a link here.
He's got one. Probably the first one I actually remember to any great degree was John Paul II. And I do remember all of the fuss after John Paul I, who lasted all of about 3 weeks. He was going to clean the Vatican up. That didn't go well. So probably John Paul II, I would have thought.
There you go, Kim. There's a link. It's only 30 seconds.
I love that channel, Gloria Deo. Oh, that's genius.
Should we get one for Ned? Oh, he's got one.
He's already got one. That's the point, Mike.
It's the same one, isn't it?
Let's have a look, see if it's exactly the same one.
It looks the same one.
That's the one. Yep. And the head bobbles for hours. It's fabulous. Is that sacrilegious?
$25.
I wonder, you know, if he puts it away when the bishop comes. Because I'm not sure the bishop would find that amusing.
What's Tracy found?
You know what the bishop's like. Oh, I think it's the same one.
It's the same one,
It's the same one. Excellent. You both found spot on the same. That's what we've got. That's it. That's in the church office. Look at that. An 8-inch Pope Francis bobblehead. Who doesn't want one of those for Christmas? It does look like him, doesn't it? From the back, I'm not sure if the body's exactly the same. The head is. But the head seems like a little bit bigger than the body. But when it starts bobbling, there's no stopping it. It is fantastic. What I do like, Simon, is when... Well, this sounds really bad, but I like conclave. Unfortunately, for conclave to happen, a pope has to die. Conclave is where they all gather in Vatican City and have a vote. And I do find conclave fascinating. There was a conclave in 78 when John Paul the first and second were elected. Conclave was like 3-4 weeks later. Then of course there wasn't another one until John Paul the second died, which was 2005. And I remember that because Charles was supposed to be getting married to Camilla, and then the Pope died and he had to go and represent the royalty at the funeral, and they had to put the wedding off. But at that point, and that came out of nowhere, we knew the Pope was old, but didn't know that he was like at death's door. I happened to be reading Dan Brown's, which book was it? Angels and Demons. And Angels and Demons is all about conclave. So I'm in the middle of this book that's going on about conclave. And obviously, Dan Brown, yeah, well over the top. When the Pope died and they called a conclave, and I'm like, oh, I can follow along with this because I know all the people, like the Camilengo and all of the rest of them. So, yeah, I actually enjoyed that. Obviously, they then elected Benedict, and Benedict didn't die. He stepped down, which meant there was a conclave. And I swear at that point, I was either watching something or reading something again that had this dramatisation of a conclave in it. So it was fascinating. So apparently I dare not pick up a book. And wasn't there something about the year Charles got married or something? And there's always a disaster. So 81 something happened, and then 2005 something happened. But yes, that's where we're off. Oh, Paul's going off to a Teams meeting. Right, let's catch up. very interesting to watch for the smoke. It is, because what's fascinating is not many people, other than those who are maybe journalists following it, and they're where they are the religious affairs correspondent, and they do know some of the bishops, but it's basically wide open, a wide open playing field for who may get elected. And I love listening to them pontificate over it, if you'll pardon the pun, where it'll be, oh, well, the bishop of so-and-so, well, there's the bishop of the other bishop, and then there's this bishop. And then I've never known them be anything like right, ever. They always seem to be a million miles off, as though the bishops get in there and then start, what would you say, a bartering. As though that it's quite political. And the reason that it takes so long, when they're doing the count, they actually take out the voting papers and they are actually threaded onto a needle with some thread. So each one, the vote is counted, and then so it's not double counted, it's pierced with this needle, and then the needle's pulled through and it then dangles off a thread at the end. And then they do the same with the next one and the next one. So if they do need to be a recount, then they would cut the thread off the bottom and then they would pierce it a second time. So you can count how many times they've done the count. Oh, and then the ballot papers are what's burnt. So they add something to it to make it white smoke. Although I do remember there was one when Benedict was elected and we couldn't tell what colour the smoke was. So clearly they'd not added enough to that one. But yes, that's what's burnt. A record is kept, but the actual ballot papers are burnt. And that's what gives us the smoke. And nobody's allowed inside or outside. So once they are in conclave, that's it. No matter what happens outside, nothing you can do about that. But they can actually vote for somebody who is not a bishop. But it's never happened, I don't think. Obviously, it happened in Dan Brown's book. Because it's Dan Brown. But yes, it is a fascinating spectacle to watch.
Simon's just posted about motorsport, MotoGP. Mm. It reminded me of something I saw earlier. Go and have a look at that link.
What have you found now? Kim's going to insist that you spend more time with the pandas. Now, I'm inclined to agree.
Just watch that video. It's only 30 seconds long.
Right. It's loading.
It's like moto go-karting.
What in God's name? It could have caused an accident. Yeah.
So it basically crashed, right? Yeah. And I presume he was waiting for the person who caused the crash to throw it at him. And then apparently, they don't show this, but there was a fight broke out after the race. Crying and he's now loud. Quit the sport.
Clearly not have the temperament for
no.
it.
No.
That's actually fascinating because I got recommended a video on YouTube. I think it's called Something Horror. And it's things like disasters, natural disasters, or things like fairground accidents. And this particular one was a race, and I'd never heard of it. It was a race around some, could have been Monaco. I'm trying to think now. But it was very early Formula One. And there'd been this crash, and 84 spectators died. And they had very, very primitive footage of what happened. So they were taking it frame by frame. And what had happened was a guy needed to pull into the pit lane. And he's like flapping his arm to pull into the pit lane or something. And somebody else doesn't want to or whatever. Anyway, the guy that caused this next bit, he must have slowed down and gone into the pit lane. So he wasn't winning at that stage. But he was one of the best drivers that were there. And he'd slowed down to such a degree that the guy behind him hit him. And the guy behind him hit the second car. But he hit it in such a way that the car took off. So it went straight off the track and into the crowd. And it carried on going for about 380 metres. and it mowed down 84 people. So it was like it was a death trap. If you were in this pen, which was very close to the track, there was a good chance you were injured or dead. There were something like 200 injuries. So this car just didn't explode. It just disintegrated. And if you can imagine the speed that they're going and all the bits flying off it, hence so many people dying. But the thing that was absolutely worse than that, which was horrific enough by itself, was the fact they didn't stop the race. The race carried on. But quite a few of the drivers could see how bad the situation was, and they said they just didn't have the heart for it, and they pulled out, which left this guy that caused it to come out the pit lane, and he carried on and he finished the race. He then said when questioned that he felt it was to honour the dead and that he didn't really want to do it. It was to honour the dead. But they've got photographs of this guy slurping champagne with the biggest smile on his face, and he caused all these deaths. So I think you do need a temperament for that kind of thing, don't you? And yeah. I don't think that, well, it didn't endear him in my mind. Let's put it like that.
I'm just watching this other one that Simon sent a link to.
Let me have a look at that one.
Where the guy grabs the brake of another rider at 140 mile an hour.
You do wonder if they're right in the head, don't you? I know you can get very, very wound up about it, but you'd think to be the best. I mean, does he think he's not going to get caught? That's the bit I don't get. You know, like in football, when they cheat.
Yeah.
And they, you are going to get caught. You are going to get caught. And it's as though, no, la, 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 not happening. I mean, again, just very, very dangerous sport to start with. Let's look at the thing going. How on earth did they get away with it? What happened? It says disgraceful. He grabs the brake. Oh, there's Susie Duda. It's Susie Perry. When was that? 2018.
She used to do that geek show, didn't she?
She did.
Tech show, whatever it was.
I mean, what is the point in that? He's already riding number 13. What is the point in that? Wouldn't you get disqualified? Did he get disqualified? Oh, he was banned for 18 months. Really nice, but hot-headed. One of your favourite racers. I guess if he thought he could get away with it, it would be his word against the other guy. But, you know, they've got cameras on the bikes these days. Without anything else. Is there actually a rule against doing that? Or is it like...
He's a nice guy, Simon says.
Ungentlemanly conduct. That's scary. That could have caused any kind of chaos. I guess I should start watching those videos, shouldn't I? I should. But you know, it recommends that I'm like, oh, I'm really interested in that one. Let me see it. I shouldn't, but I do. We've got loads of stuff for Friday, by the way. Good grief. Friday's looking busier by the second. I should put the bobble-headed Pope on, shouldn't I? As an entertainment piece. Absolutely. So are we all excited about next week's event, by the way? Or are you all blasé now? I'm in two minds about a phone. Having got one last year, I decided I was having one this year, but obviously not getting out much. So do I really need one? And the other thing is, I'm assuming with it being called high speed, we're looking at 5G, and that would necessitate a new contract, which doubtless would cost more. So not actually.
And you'd have to go out to get the contract.
I might have to go out as well. You have to go on an anger management course for 12 months.
That happened to a copper.
I guess in the heat of a race, though. But surely there would be this overriding thing of, you just don't do that. But who knows? Right, what copper?
When I worked for the police, I remember one of the trainers telling me that one of the coppers who was also on the training team, he used to be a copper going out on the beat, but then he got taken off the beat, hence doing a desk job of being a trainer, had to go on an anger management course, and that's how come he got taken off the beat.
I can understand that, though. I mean, you see some idiots, don't you? I mean, you see that with this COVID thing. Surely it isn't too much to ask somebody to wear a mask to help somebody else. I mean, it's not like a helmet or anything that arduous, but people can't seem to manage it. Like the Pope, for example. Mind you, he's head of his own state, so what are the rules in Vatican City?
He makes them up.
Exactly, as he goes along.
Does the Queen wear a mask?
The Queen was in Scotland, wasn't she? And then she'd not been in Buckingham Palace for a while. Then she went to Sandringham. So she's not really mingling with people, is she? I mean, she's 90-odd now and he's 99, isn't he?
Yeah, something like that.
So wherever they are, they're together at the minute, but not seeing people. But they are keep rolling out William and Kate as if they're expendable. No, seriously. Yesterday, she was at a college and she did go in with a mask on. But the next, they're sat round this table. Yes, they're 2 metres apart and she had no mask on. And I'm thinking, again, it's not showing the best example, because while they may have been 2 metres apart and she's quite secure and there's a security staff there, you know, you're seeing people without masks. Oh, well, Kate didn't have a mask on, so I don't need to wear one. So, yeah, not the best example. Good night, Simon. Enjoy. Does the Queen even go outside? She has enough houses to see that. She's not been seen outside since she knighted Captain Tom. I've not seen her since then. And that was all very orchestrated and there was lots of tests going on and stuff. And I don't think she met the family. I think she just met him. As I understand it, she's gone from house to house, not actually stopping. So wherever they are now, she's not doing anything like the number of engagements that she was doing before, no. So I don't think so. I mean, it's not just a house either, is it? It's like a little village. When she moves into Sandringham, it's a whole estate, so she wouldn't really need to leave, not for anything. So she still rides, so she's riding. She's got, she can do conferences now, the video conferencing. So she's been doing that. To me, you'd go out of your tree with boredom. I don't know what she does all day. But she's not doing the number of engagements. And a lot of the ones where people have gone to Buckingham Palace for awards and stuff, William's been doing. That's what I'm saying. They're treating him as though him and Kate are expendable. I mean, I know there's the heir, the spare, and quite a few others before we get down to Harry. In fact, they go now in age order, don't they? So you've got Charles is next in line, then William, then George, Charlotte, and Louis before you get to Harry. So they're probably working on the principle they're not going to need to call on Harry. I wonder what would happen if they did. I mean, you can't really retire from being royalty, can you? You can say, I don't want a bar of it, but you're not actually. I mean, if it came to it, I think he'd say no. I don't think he ever had any intention of being involved with it. But that's an interesting point, isn't it? Mm. If he did, then that would leave Archie out of it. So who'd be next in line? Oh, gosh, let me think. Who's next in line after William, if not Harry? Oh, good grief. You know who it is, don't you?
Who?
Prince Andrew.
Oh, Randy Andy.
Yeah, let's leave that alone. It'd be Prince Andrew, wouldn't it? He's the next eldest brother. Well, no, technically he's not. Charles is the eldest, and that was followed by Anne. But back then, women were bottom of the pile. So actually, Andrew, Beatrice, Eugenie, Edward, and his son James, and his daughter Alice are all before Princess Anne. Princess Anne would be amazing. But sadly, she's well down the pecking order. Can Harry be king while living in the US? Well, technically, he'd have to abdicate, I think, wouldn't he, if he didn't want it? Because it's just, that's the order. End of. Now, could he be king while living in the US? Well, he would be. The fact is, he would be. He could abdicate and say he didn't want it. And if he didn't want it, as far as I don't know what that does to Archie. If he didn't want it, then technically speaking, Archie couldn't be king either. I think that's how it goes. In which case, it would go to the next one. So the next one would be Charles's brother, which is Andy. There are no words for that one. I honestly don't know what would go on there. And if there again, if he said no, then I think it then skips his daughters. At the moment, there's Beatrice and Eugenie, but Eugenie's pregnant. So if it was 9 months later, then there'd be another one. I think if he said no, it would skip to the next one, which is Edward, that nobody ever hears from. Not since the other fake shake. Because, well, Fergie was fake-shaked, wasn't she?
Mm.
And so was, what's her name? Sophie, Edward's wife. Which is why the next logical one would actually be Princess Anne. But it would have to skip about 15 people before it got to Princess Anne. Which is sad. So I think technically he probably could be. I don't think he would want it and all that it entailed. And I certainly don't think his wife would. Have to move back over here then. Do Andrew and Fergie live together? They do. They've never confirmed as man and wife, but yes, they do. They lived at, first of all, they lived at an estate that the Queen bought for them called, I think it was Sunningdale Park. They then sold that because he's been embroiled in a lot of catastrophes, and so has she financially, so they needed the money, so this thing was sold. Wherever they live now, I don't know what the place is called, but I believe it's on the Windsor estate or somewhere very close to the Windsor estate, which is where Frogmore is, the cottage that Harry and Meghan are paying rent on. And they live together, which made sense when the girls were there, but both girls are now married and they still live together. So either they are very, 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 very good friends, or they are living together as man and wife. And no, I think that's what we all think. And they just don't want the grief. Although one of her friends said she could see them getting married again. I don't think either of them need the grief of another royal wedding or actually being married to each other. But yeah, they do. They live together. Yes, poor Michael Sneezy. This is taking the dog out in the rain that does this, isn't it? This is the problem. Yeah, that was the other thing. She was wet 3 days, wasn't she?
She was.
She needs some peace and quiet and just some crisp weather to enjoy without it being wet. Because then she needs to be dried. And she doesn't like being dried. She doesn't like any foofing whatsoever. But she, as you can hear, she's quite quiet and rested, which is good. It's good that she's rested. So Kim's not that bothered about her phone. We want to see what else they've got. Well, one thing that looks like a given, in fact, the most given, is these new headphones. So they're a pair of studio headphones. So they're not the AirPods and the wireless thing. I assume they'll be wireless. But they are a studio pair of headphones. So I can't really understand that up to a point because they've already got Beats. They bought Beats. But that's the rumour. And backing that up is the fact that the Apple Store have now stopped selling other people's headphones, which is what they do. So I think that's a definite. That might take them down talking about music. If it did, there might be a new iPod Touch. Might be. iPod Touch is a very capable device that's been kind of forgotten, which is unfortunate, really. The other thing is those tiles that we keep talking about. The tile device, trackable tags, trackable Bluetooth tags. Only because, one, it's been talked about for so long, there's got to be some kind of truth in it. Two, when it was WWDC and the last event about 3 weeks ago, there were actually pictures of these devices purporting to be the actual device. So it would make sense, if it's not been announced up to now, that they would announce that. I just think at the moment, it's for tracking things. Who's going anywhere? It seems an odd time to release it if you hope for it to do really, really well. It's a bit like the figures for buying desktop computers are now off the scale. But prior to that, laptops were the more popular. It's not the time to be releasing something that works best mobile. I guess they've got to do the phone every year. And people will buy it because some people didn't buy the last one. They're on a 2-year cycle. Other people get a new one every year. So it's kind of expected for that. Whether there'll be any more iPads. There was talk of an iPad Air, is it 3? which I'm very confused with iPods at the moment. There just seems to be so many of them, which is which. I tend to go for the Pro one, just so it lasts longer, that you can keep updating it to the latest OS for a little bit longer. I found a fascinating chart, actually, and it showed you the iPod, the iPad name and all the version number, and next to it, date it was released, and then next to that, when it stopped being supported, so what was the last OS it could be updated to, and when was that? And my oldest iPad is a 2014, an October 2014. So it's literally just turned 6 years old. But it can still be upgraded to iOS 7 and iOS 14. So it will have had support. I mean, at some point that's going to stop. I would suspect next time with iOS 15. But if it did, so if it could only go as far as iOS 14, it would still have been in full support for 7 years, which is pretty impressive. It's a wonder the batteries lasted that long. So that was actually quite fascinating. But all these different versions of iPads, I think, are actually quite confusing for people. You're going to buy it either for the capacity, the screen size, and obviously the screen size, the capacity is like in addition to the screen size. So I think primarily the screen size will be the number one driver. And for some people, the colour. There are no words for that. Well, for some people, the colour. So if that new one came in like camouflage green and you wanted camouflage green, then that's the one that you would have to buy. But to me, it's quite confusing at the minute. We've got the big one and they're not quite so big one. Then the one that's a bit smaller than that. There's one smaller than that. And then there's the mini. It really seems to have fragmented the lineup. And I long for the days when Steve Jobs was in charge and it was simple. It was either that one or that one. And you didn't need to think and ponder and think ahead and look back. And it's all too complicated at the moment. All too complicated. Here they're giving away AirPods with the AirPods, yeah, with the purchasing of an iPad. Wow, we are not seeing that. What we have for back to university, so they call it their back to school promo, I think it's a voucher to get a certain amount of money off other stuff in the Apple store, but they're not actually giving away the whole thing, as far as I know. Not told me if they are. You do like the 10.2. I thought mine was 10.2, but the one that I really, really like is actually 10.5. It's fractionally bigger than the 11-inch. But the 11-inch, because it's got the industrial sides on it, which it needs to have a flat surface because it's charging the pencil, that just feels bigger. It's not. It just feels bigger. It feels a whole different ballgame when you take the case off it. But because it's so flat and you couldn't put a gel back on it, you know, you're risking life and limb taking it out of the case. So I really do like the 10.5, which, you know, 10.5, 10.2. Yeah, not that much difference. I love it. I think that is a really nice. It works nice in the hand. It's big enough when you're looking at it. That was a nice one. I think mine is 2016, that one. I think so. Don't quote me. I think it is. Or was it 2017? No. It could have been. It was 2017. I remember it now. It came with its brethren, didn't it, Mike? When Jane said, why don't you buy one of each? Mm-hmm. So I did. Yes, 2017, that one. So I had the 12.9 and the 10.5. And they didn't come. They should do that. They should do a buy one, get one free.
Yeah.
They could afford to do that, scarily enough. But I agree with you, Kim, that it needs to feel just right. And that one does feel just right. And it supports the pencil as well. Only pencil one, but it supports the pencil. Yes, buy one, get one free is definitely what we need here. Especially when they do them in all the colours. Because I remember, you know, when it was the iPhone 3G was black or white. The other one had been metal, but they made the 3G plastic because the metal was stopping the signal. And you had to choose black or white. And to me, I just thought the white one looked better. And I went for the white one. And it became so tribal with people that I would have thought better of. Do you remember that guy? Always used to wear shorts. Disley.
Yeah.
And he literally said to Mike, now I'll admit it was 2008, but even so, oh, you got the girl one. And I thought, is that still a thing? Are we still criticising people in terms of you run like a girl? Are we still doing that? 2008. Apparently we were. So the white one became known as the girl colour, which no time for that. Really don't.
What would the pink one be?
Well, I must admit, when they brought the rolled gold in, was it rose gold? The rose gold. I'm like, it's pink and you're after the girly market. But the thing is, I can't really say much, can I? Because the girls do buy it. Nina was like, I don't care which iPhone it is as long as it's pink. And I'm, Nina, no, it's got to be pink. Rachel then went to get a new laptop, didn't she? Got to be pink. And I'm looking at it thinking, no, 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 no. Silver or what's the dark one called?
Space grey.
Space grey. It's one or the other. Not pink. Definitely not pink. But she wanted the pink one. So if girls keep buying it, they'll keep selling it that way. You throw a case and don't remember what colour anything is exactly. If you think about...
exactly what I do, Kim.
I'm not sure what colour the sides are on an 11-inch iPad that's supposedly white. I guess it's silver. But I don't think the front is even white anymore. So you're buying it based on the colour of the back. So I just went space grey and got space grey in everything. I think there's not even that much difference between them. I mean, I've got a silver 11-inch MacBook Air and a space grey 13-point-whatever MacBook Air. There isn't even that much difference between them. I can only tell the difference with the amount of light I've got right now, because one's bigger than the other. But there isn't even that much difference. I would, however, know if it was pink. But, you know, you walk in somewhere with a pink laptop as an IT professional and straight away they have an opinion of you. So it's not whether I would be judgmental about the colour of tech. It's other people. And I don't need the legs kicking out from under me before I've even started, which usually happens anyway, doesn't it, Mike? Mm. Oh, she's a girl. That programming course with those guys. One of them, they had been on a skiing trip. Big guy as well, like a rugby player he was. And he broke his leg. So he'd managed to get there. His mate had brought him along for the training course. But he had his leg in some kind of, there's probably a name for it. But it wasn't just a cast. It was all full of straps and stuff, like a boot. But the boot part went all the way up to the top of his thigh, round his hip. He could bend it, but it looked kind of... It was like an exoskeleton. Mm. And he was the one who started. But you're a girl. He thought I was making the tea and said, but you're a girl. And I thought, I can see why you've got a broken leg. How did she look when she'd finished with it? But apparently it was a skiing accident. Yes, so I don't give them any extra ammunition, let's just say that. But in addition to that this time, I don't know. There could be another iPad. If there is, it's getting gratuitous. Because there was an iPad last time, and then there's the Air iPads, and then there's the Pro iPads that will be updated next March. Now, by next March, my iPad will be...
3 years old. Was it four?
Three. It was November 2018. So it'll be 3 years old. I mean, once it's out of Apple Care, you can forget having it fixed. Because you have to take it somewhere for a start. And yours would be 4 years old? Four and a bit, nearly 4.5 years old. So iPads in March are probably going to be looked at. I'm wondering if they will announce an Apple Silicon. Maybe the Mini. Mm. That would be interesting to see what they did with that. But all we can do is wait and have a look, can't we? Oh, and listen to rumours. Don't listen to rumours. Do you remember all those rumours? I mean, it was global. It was wall to wall. There'll be a new iMac and it'll have a new design at WWDC. Still waiting.
Crickets. It's all BS, as Paul said.
It's quite right. It is. It is. I mean, what more can you say? It is. But we do it anyway, don't we? And we do have an absolute ball when we get to the chat. We'll have to see what we can throw together for next Tuesday. But more excitement tomorrow, because it's going to be our birthday. Oh, we'll have to have episode one running from midnight, Mike.
Have a cake.
And have a cake.
And ice cream.
Loving that. Yes, I'm a girl. Isn't it great? I just kind of looked at him and thought, I mean, he wasn't even that old. I mean, I'd trained people that were in their 80s. And you can understand it a little bit more because we're talking the mid-90s. So they'd have been born in like 1915. So I can understand they're a bit, oh, it's a girl. But a guy who's in like his early 30s, what's the matter with you, idiot? I can't honestly think I've ever walked in anywhere and thought, oh, it's a boy. Oh, apart from the fact I won't have a bloke touch my hair. But that was because this guy was an idiot. You know, when you go in and you take a photograph and you say, can you make it look like that? And apparently hairdressers hate that. But the thing was, I hadn't taken in like a picture of Jennifer Aniston and said, give me a Rachel. I'd taken in a photograph of me and said, I want this long, straggly hair that I'd got cutting short as I had it in that photo. And this guy was just, I'm an artiste, leave it to me. And he cut it the way he wanted. So after that, no guy has touched my hair since. I go in and I'm not that I care. As long as you listen, I don't care what gender you are. But it was just a case of like, it's more like, have you noticed how many famous hairdressers are men?
Mm.
And they tell you what your hair should look like. Yeah, that doesn't work for me.
No.
Does not work for me. Oh, I'm glad we make it fun events. Excellent. Oh, I'm liking that one. I'm a girl, but you can call me Doctor. Oh, yes.
Dr. Kim.
Nothing wrong with that. I'm liking that. I am liking that. No, I wonder often, you know, at my dentist, if that's why they're colour-coded. The black ones are dentists. They wear black scrubs.
I thought you meant girls and boys.
Well, there are dental nurses that are guys. So they wear the blue outfits. So just in case you think that they're a dentist, they're not, because they're wearing blue. So you can't really make a mistake, can you?
No.
You wouldn't want the lady dentist to walk in and you think that she's a nurse, but she's wearing the black ninja outfit. So she's obviously a dentist. So they colour code them, lest there be any disasters. Do love that. The only ones who aren't colour-coded are the receptionists. And to be honest, they do a heck of a job trying to get everybody in at the right time, particularly at the moment. Oh, yes, I'm liking that. Well, I guess we better go and get some dinner, hadn't we?
Yes.
It's been a long day. And it's very dark, so we've probably got daylight now for about 10 hours.
Mm.
9, 10 hours.
Yeah.
So you've got to make the most of it. Other than that, it's pitch black all the time and getting foggier. But that'll be because there's fireworks coming out. But we shall have a party tomorrow to celebrate MacBite's 13th birthday. Oh, who thought it would last that long, Mike?
Last day of being not a teenager.
Oh, we're a teenager. Can we be stroppy now?
Yeah.
I think we've already got enough attitude, don't you? Excellent. Aren't you a doctor as well? No, not me. Not me, no. I have a post-grad, but I didn't take it up to PhD level. So only in my mind. Only in my mind. Right, well, we're going to head off and have something to eat, and we will be back with you tomorrow. But for the moment, it is good night from me.
And good night from me.
And we'll both see you next time. Stay safe, guys.